dial up.
So what do you use this?
He was moodered.
That's the currency in Australia, dollary do.
Please.
This is
the weekly wine.
Clink, clink, clink.
Okay.
Welcome to a special crossover episode of Narcissist in Law and the Weekly Wine.
That's very true. That's
dum,
very true.
Dum, dum.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Yep.
Ooh. I'm so excited.
I didn't even happen to me. And I'm so pissed and like shook.
I'm not kidding. That's probably the fastest I've ever texted you back.
Yeah. And I figured, I was like, I'm not going to hear from you because I figured like you were like at work.
I was.
Yeah. And I was like, I won't hear from you till like this afternoon. And then you, it was like, bam. And I was like, wow. Whoa.
I was shook. Yeah. Because I always like check because I don't want to say it on here, but because of, to make sure you know who.
Yeah.
And I always check my phone. And so I looked and I replied to you before I replied to her. I was like, my mouth was on the floor. I went outside and told my coworker. I was like, I literally can't wait to hear this story.
Yeah.
So do we want to get right into it since it's so juicy or?
We can, yeah. And then we can get on with other wines or whatever.
So I can't wait.
I'll tell you from my point of view because it's very short.
Uh-huh.
I am... in line to get Riley. Okay. Already talked to Nicole once.
Twice, actually. Twice. I talked to you twice.
Yeah. So she was going to go to Target. Mm-hmm. She calls and all of a sudden goes, I just saw Tal. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, holding Tucker's hand. And we'll explain a bit more into that.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah, that's...
Oh, my goodness. Were you shook?
Oh, me?
Seething.
Yeah. And it was funny. I actually had not thought about any of them in quite a while. It's actually been, I didn't realize it until like an hour.
It was almost like the moment you let your guard down because it's always been something we've talked about like since all that happened was like, well, what do we do if we see them?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I was always like, well, I'll just leave. I never knew how I would react, you know. But I think today, because I was like, I'm just trying to take a lunch break. And I was like, seriously, I was going to walk in Target. I was going to go get a coffee. And when I got in, the line was long. So I was like, I'll just get a coffee on the way out, you know. And so I walk around the entire store just slowly. And as I'm walking up towards like where the makeup is, I hear this voice that is
very distinctive.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're pretty sure he's gay. And he talked like nothing against gay people. But you know when they have like that very flamboyant like,
Cadence
voice?
Or whatever. Yeah.
So the minute I heard it, my head just snapped up. And I see him standing there, and I see a little kid, which I recognize as Tucker, the baby. He was a baby when we quit talking to him. I guess he's, what, three now?
Yeah.
And I hear him say Stephanie, which I'm like, that's Tucker's grandma, Jason's aunt. So I'm like, okay, so, like, I immediately just duck into, like, where the skincare and stuff is.
Yeah.
And that's when I call Jason. And he's like, no. And I'm like, yes. And he said, where'd they go? And I said, well, he just asked Tucker if he wanted to go to the toy aisle, but they walked right past me. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure he saw me because the toy aisle's not that way either.
Yeah.
Like, they went the wrong way, you know. So I'm pretty sure they walked that way because I was there, you know. So then Jason's like, what are you going to do? And I was like, I guess I'm just going to get my stuff and go, but there has to be someone around. Like, I don't know where the rest of them are, but maybe they're in the back of the store.
And we're on the phone the whole time. Like,
I'm
getting like a live play-by-play.
So I'm like, maybe they're in the back of the store. So as I'm like about to walk out, I said, oh, he's coming back. Cause I heard his voice and I turned my head and we made eye contact. And then he turned his head straight and just kept walking. And I was like, he saw me. He fucking saw me. And so Jason's like,
this is a horror movie from my angle. The way it sounds.
Yeah.
And so I'm already like, I'm getting like anxious and I'm like getting hot, you know?
Yeah.
And so then I just told Jason, I was like, okay. I was like, whatever. I was like, I'm just going to go check out, you know? And I had already asked Jason, like, should I just get this stuff? All I literally had was some like sugar-free candy and some nipple covers for Riley for her dances. That was literally all I had because she likes the silicone ones.
Yeah.
Because the other ones, like, she's allergic to the adhesive.
Yeah,
so like
she'll have flower rash.
Yeah, so like last year she looked like she had bullseyes on her chest because
the poor thing.
Yeah, because we did a whole competition with adhesive nipple covers.
Yeah,
and we could not get them off. And once we got them off, she just had red around both nipples.
You know what I think of? Like thinking about that pulling it off is just that scene from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, that's basically how it was when we. Yeah, so now I buy the silicone ones, but she likes the ones in Target, and that was one of the reasons I was going because when we went to the competition a couple of weeks ago, the ones I got from TJ Maxx kept falling off. So. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to go get her some new ones. So anyway, I go to turn. And as I turn out, like I'm trying to walk towards the checkout, but facing me is my mother-in-law.
The title of the show.
She's holding onto a buggy and she's kind of like looking down and she has her glasses. I mean, it's just unmistakable, you know, like the minute I saw her and I saw Tal like walking up to her and I said, oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. 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 And Jason's like, what? And I was like, it's Teresa. That's Teresa. That's Teresa. And I was like, I just walked to the back where like the blow dryers and stuff were. And I was like, I'm going to have a panic attack. Like she's standing in Target.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. And I'm like, Jason, what do I do? What do I do? I can't leave. I can't move. And he was, he's like, just breathe. He's like, just take a deep breath. So then I'm just standing there. I'm like, what do I do if she like walks in here? Because I'm thinking she's coming this way, you know?
I think, honestly, what happened is Tal told him.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. So I'm frozen. Like, literally just standing there panicking, and I'm frozen. Mm-hmm. I cannot even take a step. This lady standing next to me looked at me like, is she okay? And she just walked, like, around me. Because, I mean, I was...
She's like, God, I thought I got out of Walmart.
Well, I was so close to her that I know she could hear everything I was saying, you know? And Jason's like, calm down. And I was like, I'm sweating. Like, I'm like literally could feel every crevice on me sweating.
Oh my God.
And then I was cold, like, because I'm sweating. And so then I'm like, okay, well, I haven't heard them come this way and I haven't seen them. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to go. I'm like, should I get this stuff? And he's like, no, just put it down. So I'm like, okay. So, well, they're not up there. I'll get it. So start walking up, and as I'm about to go into the line for the checkout, I see Tal and his cousin's wife, Sam, checking out. And I said, fuck.
Did they just, like, go places in a pack?
I said, they're all over the place.
Oh, my God. Well, see, there's so many of them.
So Tal's dad knows somebody that has a vacation home on Jekyll, and they usually come at least once a year. I think sometimes they have done twice, but we... Typically, it's around, like, the August time frame.
Yeah.
And when they do, it's, like, a whole fucking family thing.
Yeah. So
I don't know if that's where they're at or...
I was thinking it was that because, I mean, Teresa still works, last to my knowledge, like, when we talked to her. But she only worked a couple of days a week. And she could just not work at all anymore. I have no idea. But yeah, they're just everywhere. So I go and... I'm like, you know, the bathing suits are over here. I'm on the other side, and I'm just, like, standing there, and I just put my stuff down. I found just, like, an empty spot, and I was like, I'm not getting
this. You know what I pictured, though, when you were on this? Because she's giving me a play-by-play of what they're doing at Starbucks. I almost pictured it as she's Michael Myers just standing staring.
I probably look like a creeper in Target. I really probably did, because I'm... Like, I'm standing next to this mannequin, and then there's a clothes rack next to the mannequin, and my eyes are, like, right over the hangers.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm standing there, and I told Jason, I was like, okay, I know she has to be around because she didn't walk back. So I'm like, how do I get out of here? And Jason's like, well, there's only one way out. And I was like, no, but I can't go right now because they're in line checking out, and I don't even want to see them. So then I look, and I see Mimi and Teresa at Starbucks, and I'm like, well, they're at Starbucks. I'm like, no, I really can't fucking leave. So then they go over to, like, where the concessions are, and, like, I can see them getting Tucker stuff and all that. And then the two that were at the register start walking out, and I see Mimi leave, and then I'm like, okay, I think they left. So I start trying to walk towards the door, and as I take a few steps out towards, like, the dollar section, Teresa emerges, and we make eye contact, and I panic, and I turn right back around, and I go back into my hiding spot in the bathing suits.
You didn't tell me you made eye contact. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I did.
I don't remember you saying that.
No, because I said, oh, my God, we just saw each other. She saw me. So then Sam's ordering Starbucks now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Jason, they're never going to fucking leave. Like, I'm stuck. Like, they're never going to leave. Oh, and he's goodness. Like, yes, they are. They're going to leave. And I was like, no. And I was like, but even if they leave, I still have to get to the parking lot. I don't know where they are. So Jason goes, just make a beeline for it. Just make a beeline for the door. So Sam's at Starbucks. Teresa's standing like on the other side of the checkouts, but kind of like a little away from Starbucks. So I'm just like, okay. So I start walking. Well, then all the fear left me and I was like, I'm going to fuck that bitch up. So then like, as I'm walking, Jason's like, don't look at her, but I'm like staring her down. And she knew that I was coming because she made a point to look the other way and then like make sure she was looking at Sam. Mm-hmm. And then as I walk out, when I saw her do that, then I started shaking and I was like, oh my God. So then I'm like, okay, I got to get to my car. And then as I'm walking, I look, they always park in a handicap parking spot because Mimi always had a handicap sticker. Mm-hmm. But I look and I tell Jason, I'm like, well, she drives the same car because she's parked right here in the handicap and I'm right on the other side.
So, of course.
But I'm
of
like, course. I'm like in the next row. So mm-hmm. I'm facing like away.
Yeah.
So I just go get in the car and then I'm trying to wait for them. And she's just meandering around her vehicle, just taking her time. Sam's changing the baby's diaper. And I'm like, oh, can't y'all go the fuck away? Like,
take your ass home.
And then I like start tearing up a little bit because I'm like, Jason's like, are you okay? And I was like, no, like I'm not okay. And I think as the afternoon went, because I finally left and then I went to Starbucks and I was like, that's when I text you. And I was like, I couldn't even believe that I just saw them.
Yeah.
And there were so many of them.
Literally, I did not expect this.
Yeah.
Like, I really thought I was going to walk up and just get, like, clean break out.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure there was probably somebody sitting in her car. So they fully saw me get into my car because as I'm walking by her car, I look straight at it.
It's fucking time to get a new car for you.
And as I'm talking to Jason, I said, well, they drive the same car. And I like gestured my hand out. Mm-hmm. So whoever was in there saw me, you know? So I'm just like, it almost felt like she was walking around her car toying with me because she knew I was there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because she just kept walking around and she'd look over in my direction. And I was just like, you know, I'm over here. I know you saw me walk out. You know, she probably, the moment that I walked past her, she probably watched my every move to where I was going, you know? So then I get back to work and I can't even like.
Yeah, like my day was.
Yeah, like the day's over.
And I walked in and I said, I am so sorry. I was gone for like an hour and 20 minutes. And I'm like, I am so sorry. I got stuck in Target because my ex-mother-in-law was in there and I panicked and I couldn't move. And I was just like, you know, I watch all these murder podcasts and they always say there's there's fight, flight, or freeze. Mm-hmm. I froze. And I froze and then I got really mad. And then I was like, if I don't leave, I'm going to kill her. And then I wanted to leave. I told my sister, I was like, I should have yelled out like.
What'd your sister say?
She just couldn't believe that. And my sister's like, what the fuck are they doing here? Like, go back to your home, you
For
know?
Real.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is supposed to be y'all's place. And like, you can't even feel safe, like going out in town, you know? And I said, well, you know, like, I know that his cousin lives down here and I know they do the house on Jekyll, but like, yeah, it's like. You know, when all this happened with Riley, she wouldn't walk into Belk because they always went to Belk together. And so even to this day, when we get to Belk, I'll scan the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even when I'm in Belk, I'm scanning around like in the old people clothes. Like I know I'm going to see them. I never expected in Target, you know, I just always thought it'd be like in Belk or something, you know, or we'd be on the island one day and like run into them. Not that we go over there often, you know, we don't even go to the restaurant that his cousin works at because we just want to avoid it at all cost, you know? But I don't know. It was just a weird, like, I never knew how I would react. It was very weird. And then I was like, what if Riley had been with me?
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's crazy because like PTSD and stuff like that, you know, you can talk all day long and say how you're going to react in a situation. And then the second it comes up, especially since you said it's been years.
3 years now.
Years. That's a long time.
This is the third year, right?
Yeah.
And you change a lot in those years. And you think, like, I can handle it. I can handle it. And you revert right back to that place you were in whenever whatever trauma occurred. But it is. It's crazy because, like, you turn into a whole different person. Like you go backwards.
I wanted to just like run at her and like punch her in the face because that was our last interaction.
But now that you had that though, like, do you feel like it's less scary if it were to happen again?
Yeah, I think so.
You went through a lot of emotions.
I did.
I mean, and, like, which is normal. I mean, that's like a whole cycle. That's very scary.
Yeah. And very quickly. It was very quick. And then I got back to work and I had to like,
calm yourself down. Your nervous system was probably loony too.
It was. Like, and then there was so much going on at work. I had to like just jump back into work. So then when I left, then I like started like
feeling it,
thinking about it again. And then I was just like, I should have like, I told my sister, I should have like walked out and been like, her husband touches kids and like just left. Like, I just started thinking about all the funny stuff I could have done.
Yeah.
You know, or just.
But it's not worth it, though.
It's really not.
No, it's not.
But I do apply because, like, it's way easier to say than do to be like, oh, I'm going to fuck that bitch up.
Yeah.
but I am super proud of you for, like, when the moment came and you walked past her that you were like, you see me, bitch? Like, I fucking see you.
Yeah.
And I think that's super, like, good and healthy.
What was that?
The bubbles. The bubbles in this thing. It's like a water bottle, so it keeps popping the top. But no, that's really good though that you finally were like,
yeah, because I was kind of like, I'm hiding behind bathing suits, like you know, once that realization hit me, like you're hiding.
Yeah, this is your, you're like, I'm not hiding from you.
Yeah, this is your place. You didn't do anything wrong. Like you are not in the wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, so. Then as I was walking out, I was like, you know, I want her to know, like, I'm here.
Yeah. Asserting, like, your dominance.
Yeah. So.
Should have farted loudly as you walked past.
You did good, though. I'm proud of you. I'm glad you got through it.
Yeah.
Damn, 3 years. We haven't seen, well, we think we saw two of them.
Yeah.
That one time.
It's her, I think, that is the main, like.
Was the big.
I think had it just been, like, Tal and, like, the kid and. I think I could have dealt with that because it was like, if they had walked off and never come back, and I'd have just been like, whatever, you know, it was when I turned the corner because I did not expect that at all. I mean, I was just in pure shock. I did not expect to see that when I turned the corner.
It's like, really, what the fuck are they doing here?
I was thinking I was going to walk up to the register and like, just get my stuff and like leave. And that just like... That really just threw me
a wild turn of events.
Yeah. And then it just kept going as I got closer to the door. I was like,
you're like, when is it going to end?
Fucking vultures everywhere.
Okay, it's not fun time anymore.
But I haven't told Riley because I don't.
I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, we don't.
Debated it.
Yeah. And I don't want her to like be nervous to like.
To go to Target.
Yeah, that's what I was telling my sister. Like, I don't want her to like. Be like, oh, if I go, like, mom saw him here, so yeah, I like might see
close.
Him here.
Yeah,
that's exactly what will happen.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, because it took her, how long did it take her to go to Belk? Like, 6 months or so?
At least, yeah.
Or more.
Yeah.
I mean, of us talking about it in therapy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And she needed a shirt because we were going somewhere. I don't know. She needed a dressy shirt, and we couldn't find one. And so there was one online on Belk, but I needed it fast. So I'm like, we really need to go, but I need to make sure it fits. But I was like, if you really don't want to go, I'll buy it. If it doesn't fit, I'll take it back.
Yeah.
You know, but she was like, no, I think I can do it. But as we were walking in, we both had to hold her hand to let her walk across the door. And then when she got in there, she like took a deep breath and then she had tears in her eyes. She was like, I did it. You know,
it's
crazy how
your nervous system, like when it's off, how it will make you act.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like you just shut down.
Yeah. And after she did that, then she was like completely fine with going. It was just that one thing. So I don't want her to be like afraid.
Yeah, flare that up again.
But God, I don't know what I would have done. Because they were everywhere, I'd have been like, Riley, let's go this way. Like, let's, you know, I'd have been trying to avoid it at all.
Oh my God, that would have been so chaotic. That would have been chaotic.
And she'd have been like, let's look at this. Let's look at this.
But on the bright side, you got it over with that first time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, since, like, in the 3 years, you got that over with. And, like, thank God Jason was on the phone. Like, y'all did very good. So now, you know, when you see her again, you already went through all those emotions.
Yeah.
In the event you might or might not see her again.
Now you
can be like, now you just pull a knife out and just stare at her.
One of those knives you like can like twirl around.
Yes.
You
know? Can we learn?
Oh my God. Because this is what happened. She would do it and then like her finger would fall off.
Oh, man. I wish I was with you because I get so protective of, like, the people I love in a sense like that where yeah. there's, like, an outside person that has hurt them. That's when I'm literally ready to fight. Like, that is when you see. That is when you see, though, like, that's when you see, like, the Ashley that's from Atlanta.
Yeah. And what's funny is, like, I'm just usually not like that. Like, I don't, like, cower down like that.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
just,
trauma will fuck you up, man. Yeah. Trauma fucks
man,
you up for real.
I was sweating when I got in the car. I was, like, shaking, and I was like, oh, okay.
Like, yeah, it's insane. Oh, you did a good job, though. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
So does that count as your wine?
Yeah. Get the fuck out of my town.
That's a pretty good one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably the best wine we've had.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So. Crazy.
Right? Not what I was expecting to hear when I answered.
No, I was shook. I was floored. I'm not kidding. My mouth was open. I went outside and told a coworker I don't even normally talk to. Like,
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty crazy. I haven't told my mom yet. My sister was like, have you told mom this? And I was like, no, because Riley's been in the car with me and, like, I'm not going to talk about it there. I said, I'll tell her later, you know. She was like, she's going to lose her shit.
Yep. Oh, my God. She sure as fuck is.
My mom would be like, let me see that bitch out.
I feel like me and your mom would get along. I'm telling you, had I been there, I'm a toxic person. I'll just say that.
You are.
I like to make things uncomfortable for people that I don't like.
Yeah. I mean, I get that.
It's a fun time for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I truly enjoy it. I'm not kidding. Yeah. It's very toxic, but
I guess that was my goal in walking out. Like, looking at her was like,
asserting your dominance. This is my space, bitch.
I could just tell that it was uncomfortable.
She should. Yeah. And you know what, though? The fact that she deliberately, like, turned. She knows.
Oh, yeah. And Tal, like, you could tell he was, like, shocked as well, because when we made eye contact, he turned his head so quick, and all of a sudden, like, I guess he went and told her she was gone. Like, you know, so.
She ain't about it.
It was like, what are you thinking coming here? I mean, I know they probably thought, like, oh, well, they're all at work, but, like, geez, you know?
Yeah, like, get the fuck out. It's literally Target. Like,
and I've been going to, like, TJ Maxx or Books a Million and something, walking around, and today I'm like, I'm going to go to Target.
That's what you fucking get, right?
Oh, anyway.
Oh, God.
Either one of you have a wine?
Do you have a wine, Jason?
I mean, that kind of basically is it.
Just put a damper.
I've been in a great mood this week.
I have too. I've really, like, had a good week. I'm not going to lie.
That's good.
What was I going to complain about earlier? Do you ever feel like your brain just, like, turns against you?
In what way?
I had a specific example earlier, but it was like along the lines of, like, it tells you don't deserve things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not worth, like, you can't do that. Come on, girl. Like, you can't. And I'm seriously, or it'll be like, you don't deserve that friendship, or these people don't really love you that much. So, like, don't be trying to talk to them too much, because they don't really love you like that. Like, it's like stupid stuff where I hear myself say it out loud and I'm like,
Ashley, we love you. You can get over it. We do love you.
But it's like, I got one of my friends from work yesterday. I was walking inside and her and the other director, they look like they were busy on the computer. So I just didn't say anything. Normally I'll be like, hey, you know, you walk past, you say hi to somebody. Well, I didn't say anything. I just like looked out, I kept walking. And she was like, hey. And I stopped really quick and I like peeked my head back and I saw her with this like ugly look on her face. She's like, why you just walk right past me and not say anything? I'm sorry, I didn't want to bother you. Like, I thought I was going to bother you. You look like you were busy. And she's like, don't do that again. That was rude. Okay. So it's okay if I say hi to you if you're busy? And she's like, girl, I don't care. I'm not doing anything. But it's just like stuff like that, that like, I just feel like lately I've been noticing a lot more, like hearing myself say it almost to work and stop myself and be like, you sound silly.
Yeah.
Like, you sound silly.
I do the same thing.
But things like that where it's like, you're not worthy of something or you don't like deserve something. I'm so sick of that shit. Sometimes I literally will be arguing with my brain all the time.
I do the same thing to myself. Yeah. I've done that a lot this week.
Yeah.
And last week.
Yep. Even more wines.
But isn't it crazy?
And some wins.
It's crazy though, because like, if I were to hear you say that about yourself, I'd be like, Are you kidding? Like,
yeah, I know.
Are you for real? But yeah, no, it's funny. Like when you turn inward, how you can easily be so mean to yourself, but
not outward. That's very
true. To other people.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my wine. I'm real fucking sick of my brain. That's
stupid
it.
Stupid brain.
It's getting on my fucking nerves lately.
Damn brain.
It's really getting on my nerves. Yeah, that's pretty much it though.
I'm trying to think if I do have a wine.
Other than that, I had a good day.
I mean, that kind of would take over anything I would have had a wine about. I can't really think of anything.
I was gonna say, can you even think of anything else at this point?
Probably not.
No.
That's so wild.
Yep. I do have a win for the week.
Yeah, he has a win.
I got a new job.
Congratulations!
Doorman at the red carpet.
Shut the fuck up. Do the round of applause.
I don't think we have that one anymore. I think all we have is like, and that's not appropriate.
I was like, what is that?
I think it's this one.
You're a whore.
Yep, that's it.
Yep, it's fitting. Good job. I actually do have a wine.
Before you forget?
It's stupid. It's really stupid. I've been, I'm not a crime documentary person.
What you been watching?
Okay.
Spill it.
It's really sad. Okay, this is, my wine is, okay, do you guys like scary movies?
Yes, and I hate them.
Well,
yes, and you hate them?
So, yep. I love to watch them, but I'm scared as shit watching them.
Yeah, it just depends. I'm not like the biggest fan of them.
Okay, I don't really like scary movies because I'm the type of person that will literally like incessantly think of something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until I forget about it. Like forever. I'll be in my room in the middle of the night and all of a sudden I'm like, that thing is in the middle of my, that thing is in the corner. Right. Like it's there. I just
gonna
know
be dying
it.
Soon.
I'm going to die. Like after I watch a scary movie. So I just choose not to watch them.
Yeah.
I don't really watch crime documentaries or anything like that either. Cause sad stuff does the same thing to me. Like really just awful things. Well lately I've been watching them. And so, you know, Netflix starts like recommending different things. And I watched two yesterday that were, Abducted in Plain Sight.
I've seen that one.
Nicole's probably seen every one you're about
to And remember. The Girl in the Picture.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
I'm not kidding. I have literally been like nauseous since I watched them. Like, let's see. Nauseous. It was last night and I literally was like, I could not. I mean, watching. The first one that I saw was Abducted in Plain Sight, which was the neighbor guy, the family friend or whatever that had the crazy fucking story, the craziest story. The second one, The Girl in the Picture, didn't think it could get worse. Okay. I literally made my night go from bad to worse. That story is the most insane story I've ever heard.
Maybe
in my
I haven't
entire life.
Seen that one yet.
Don't watch it. It is.
Yeah. It depends on like
if you have a daughter, especially.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of times especially after what happened with Riley, I will not watch them anymore if it involves like any type of inappropriate touching, rape, anything to like younger girls. I won't watch it.
Yeah,
I can't watch it.
Don't watch that.
So I probably did not watch that one. I think the first one you said, The Abducted in Plain Sight, I probably watched that one a long time ago.
Shit was crazy.
But yeah, I don't typically watch those kinds, but I am a crime documentary junkie, but I don't know, maybe my brain.
I just recently started watching them and it was like The Sins of Our Mother. Have you seen
that? Oh, that's such a good one.
Yeah. That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
And then there was a couple other ones Escaping the Twin Flame or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's a fairly new one because that's a new cult.
Yeah. Like a cult. Like, I like the cult type ones.
Yeah.
And, you know.
See, I like those stories too.
Yeah. And I had seen The Abducted in Plain Sight and The Girl in the Picture come up here and there for a long time. So I finally just like watched them yesterday. Terrible, horrible. Won't fucking watch another crime documentary again in my entire life. I'm done.
I got a recommendation for you. It's a Netflix series and it's Crime Scene followed by the title. Like the first one is Crime Scene, The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel.
That's a good
one. Oh, I love the Cecil. Did you watch the documentary on the Cecil Hotel?
It's probably the same one.
Yeah, it might be the same one we watched.
It's like a full.
No, this is about the what's her
it's
name?
It's like a full thing on the Cecil Hotel. It's like a whole movie.
Eliza,
like a whole documentary.
Something.
The girl that disappeared in the elevator in the water tank.
Yeah.
That they have a whole one on that. They have the second
That's
one.
That's a wild story.
The second one is the Times Square Killer, I believe, which is really good. Third one is the Texas Killing Field.
Yeah.
Oh, I have seen. I have seen this.
Those are my favorite.
You know,
I haven't watched it though.
So with scary movies versus crime documentaries, I think like scary movies, I'm not like into torture stuff. So if it's like a movie that's gonna like torture people or like I won't watch that.
Saw movies.
I've never watched any of those.
I watched them all, but now that I'm, I don't know why I watched them before because now when I think about it, I'm like.
No, this is insane. I won't watch those.
That's how I watched them when they came out.
That's how I told Nicole,
and like, I think Kyle, that's how I know I'm getting older. It's like, we'll watch Ridiculousness, and instead of laughing, like, I know, used to be happy, like, you could have hurt them. I'm like, I'm getting old.
I won't watch this. I don't know. I guess there's just a separation for me between, like, a crime documentary and, like, even though I'm like, damn, that's a really crazy story for, like, a crime thing, I'm like, I guess I put it out of the back of my head like it's not reality almost because it's like history, you know? But if it's a scary movie, then I'm like, oh my God, like there's people outside. Like I got to close all the blinds.
Have you ever seen the movie Hush?
No.
Okay. It's about this girl who's deaf. Okay. And she lives in like a cabin in the middle of the fucking woods. And then there's a guy stalking her outside of her house.
Wait.
Like,
oh my God.
Is this the one? Is there a cabin in the woods in this one?
No. You're not funny.
Yeah, that's why you laughed.
He's quoting
Well, you're not, because I didn't. But, anyways, he goes like around her house, and so she's deaf. She can't hear him, and it's literally just all of. It's the craziest fucking story.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep for forever after that. Like, somebody being that committed to just like.
Driving you insane.
I can't. So I just literally incessantly think about those things. And that's my whine as I just did it to myself. So now now I'm on like a Looney Tunes.
I was about to say, now you need like some rom-coms and stuff like that.
Yeah, now
like,
I need to go watch nothing but like SpongeBob for fucking 3 weeks. that's terrible.
Hell yeah.
That's my whine.
Yep, I start in April 1st. I told them, like, when they suggested, I was like, okay, I'm not going to, like, try and show up April 1st online, and y'all going to be like, oh, well, we were just fucking with you, April Fools.
Could you imagine? Just kidding, you didn't get hired.
Oh, my God. That'd be awful. That would be
awful. That would be a crazy lawsuit.
There was a lot of toss-up, though, because it's a smaller company, and even though it's a higher pay, the benefits, the insurance benefits weren't as good. So you have to look at all of that. Yeah. You know, going into it.
But luckily.
Well, and he had asked for more knowing that it was high like that, you know. But then when he sent me his benefits, I was like, send them to me so I can look at mine. And, like, I compared mine. And even at the highest rate, it's still cheaper than their company offered.
To match what I currently have, okay, I would be paying about $2,000 a month.
Yeah. And through my company to match, not what we currently have, but very close to it, I can pay like a little over $600 a month. So we were like, okay, we're going to go with mine. Yeah. But you know, it all has to do with what the company pays into the benefits.
And for this plan, because it was the best one on there, they didn't pay anything for it. Like the higher, the crappier versions, I guess you could say, that's where they started contributing.
Well, a lot of
you guys don't have TRICARE?
No.
Why?
I don't know. Why don't we have TRICARE?
I don't know. You know what I would do to get it.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Maybe you should look into that. Maybe you should
not write that down right now.
Yeah, not right now.
No, I got to have it like pop up next time I open my phone.
Oh my God, I'm the same way. It has to be an open browser on my Safari for me to remember.
I mean, that's true. Maybe you should look into that. No, we've always paid for our benefits through like whichever job we have.
You're literally insane.
I don't think I realized we could still get TRICARE if he was like out of the military, I guess.
I'm shook right now.
Which would make sense though, because he gets VA benefits.
Yeah.
He gets VA disability.
We're gonna have a whole conversation after this, guys.
All veterans are eligible for TRICARE.
Well, you should see if you are though.
Yeah, that's the like dishonorably discharged ones are not eligible.
Let's see.
Yeah, you should see though.
Anyways, crazy.
Yeah, we've always just paid for them, so and you know, and obviously, like, we don't want to plan with a high deductible because I worked for a company one time that had a high deductible. And mm-hmm. it was awful because it was like every time you went to the doctor, you paid hundreds of dollars for anything because you were never going to reach that deductible because it was like $6,500. And so my last company, I had an insurance plan that was $1,000 deductible, much better. And then when he got his job, the deductible was only like $300. And then mm-hmm. they changed the benefits this year, and I think we went to, what, $400, $500?
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, these are pretty good. Well, when I looked at mine the other day through my company, the $1,000 deductible plan was the one that I would go with, and that was the one we'd end up paying like the $700 for a month. But all the others, I could pay much cheaper, but all the deductibles are so high, I'd never meet them. Because it's not like I go to the doctor that much.
I'm literally like, I
don't think we qualify because I think it has, you have to be either a surviving family member or retired. If you, I don't think a veteran counts.
Mm. For TRICARE?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a conversation afterwards. There's no way.
It's the government.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, anyways, we'll have to see. You know,
but she has a point, though, because, like, I see patients all the time that are on TRICARE that...
Because I don't have... Like, Carly has TRICARE Prime because she's, like, What is the word that they use? I don't know, because she's a child.
Surviving
she's
child.
She's a child.
Yeah.
I'm the surviving spouse, so I get, like, TRICARE Select. There's, like, different ones.
Yeah.
So for her... Everything is covered all the time. I don't have to pay anything ever.
Nice.
Not monthly. Not every time she goes to the doctor. They send a bill if she's got a prescription, which she never does. But that's it. Literally nothing. It's free all the time.
Nice.
Me, I don't pay monthly for anything. The only time it goes away is if, which the coverage is a little different. So like when I go, I still have to pay a certain part of like the bill afterwards.
Yeah.
But it's like after, it's not when I go.
Right.
They send me a bill for whatever TRICARE doesn't cover.
Yeah.
And then, they cover, you know, most of my, like for my prescriptions mm-hmm. that I have, which I only have one, but for the prescription, I pay like $8.
Yeah.
Like that's not bad. Maybe $10 a month for the one that they give me. And so yeah, like the coverage is a little different, but I only switched to TRICARE Select like 2 years ago. And the only way that I'll lose it is if I remarry. But when we were married, I had TRICARE Prime all the way, and you could go to like the one on base and everything was covered.
Yeah. That's what didn't I have that when you were in the military?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it should have switched, though. I'm just confused. I mean, I thought it might be different because you said Coast Guard, right? You were in the Coast Guard?
Yeah, I mean, it's still military.
Still, yeah. I feel like you should look into that.
Yeah, we should.
100% you should look into that.
Yeah.
Saving that much money?
Because insurance is...
expensive.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that is like one of the things... sounds so morbid, but like as an adult that I'm like, holy shit, like I... it sounds so crazy to say, but I really got lucky in that sense.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, I get that.
There are certain things where I'm like, damn.
Yeah. No, I get that.
I have to be grateful for certain things.
Right.
Like, you just have to be. And that is one of them because, you know, I hear people talk about what they pay monthly in insurance, and I'm shook. Like,
oh, yeah.
How the fuck do you afford to live?
When I was with my last company, it really wasn't bad. It was like, I want to say maybe, I don't know, but was it like 300, maybe 500 at most for everything. But that was with a hospital system.
Yeah.
So if you work for a hospital system, generally it's a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these other companies, especially smaller companies like he just got a job with, they just don't pay a lot into the benefits because mm-hmm. it's expensive for them.
Yeah.
You know, so when they don't pay a lot, you're going to pay more, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just, it's crazy the amount you need. And these high deductible plans are ridiculous because who's going to meet that unless you have something like really big happen?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And then you don't go to the doctor because you're like, I don't want to pay that bill.
I know. It's like a sick cycle. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for what I'm seeing real quick is no, we don't qualify because it is for active duty and survivors and retired.
Oh, and But retired, no?
No, I'm not retired. I'm just a veteran. Oh. Yeah. But apparently there's something called the, where the fuck is it? Civilian Health and Medical Program of VA.
I feel like you should still have access.
Comprehensive health care program. So I can still see. But after hearing about some of the lovely care that veterans get, I don't know if we'd want their health care.
No,
Probably not the off-brand one, though.
I will say, like, for the patients that we have that are VA, they really cover a lot. Like, especially when you get older, like, and you have VA benefits when you get older,
yeah.
They pay for caregivers to come in the home and everything. So, like, if you have VA benefits, and, like, I could even get them when I'm older, like, if I needed them. They pay for a lot,
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. So if you get established with them and everything, that it's really good. It's just they take forever to get.
We know
established.
That.
There are the pros and cons.
But yeah, so
Nicole has a little bit of good news. I don't know if you can share it. This won't go out for the next one's going out next week that we just did last week. So this won't go out for another 3 weeks.
Well, I guess I can kind of say I've just had a couple of people like approach me about a administrator position somewhere. So I'm going to talk to somebody about that Friday. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. I mean, you know, I'll see what they say.
You can do it.
I'm not going to like get my hopes up, you know? I don't know if it's
Because you don't need to. You're not there yet.
Yeah.
You don't know what the moment is going to hold. Yeah. So there's really no point in freaking out anything.
Yeah. Because I agree, especially at the first like screening call.
Yeah, you don't know what you're going to get. It's just, see. It's an experience.
But I feel like it's always worth talking about.
Oh my God.
100%. Especially you have people like reach out to you. Like one of my old nurses at my other job was like, if you got administrator over there, I'd go back. Like, because I want to work for you, you know? So it's like, and then one of the other people that she gave me a name for, it like took me forever. She's the vice president of operations in like one of the areas. And it took me all day yesterday. And I was like, holy shit, I know her. We went to school together. Like, so it was just one of those, like, I went back and looked at her name and I was like, I know that name. And then it clicked, you know, so I reached out to her and, you know, told her, but, she's not over this area. So it doesn't, you know, she doesn't have any say so in it, but you know, I mean, it's worth like looking into, I feel like, because I told Jason, even if, you know, I took it and like I just stayed a year, you know, because I really would love to work at home. Like that's what I really would love to do. But even if I took it for a year, like I have administrator to add to my resume.
100%.
You know, so.
I mean, it's just for the experience and you could love it once you get there and everyone.
I mean,
leave.
But
I think that is one of the things that like personally. That the older generations got wrong is to stay in the same place forever.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually thinking about this today at work, is that I'm a big first impression person. Mm-hmm. Like if I know I'm going to meet you for the first time, it's important to me. I know, like, I want to present myself a certain way. Yeah. I want to highlight certain, you know, qualities of myself. Everything. I think about it a lot.
Yeah.
Because it is human nature. A first impression is super, super important. Yes. You cannot get around that. You really can't. Like when you really start to look into like human nature and like what humans do naturally without thinking and in masses of people, everybody does it. It really like you kind of shift the way you start to look at like the way you move because you want to tell yourself like, oh, I can make up for this. I can make up for that. Mm-hmm. It's not that super important. Da 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 da. But it really kind of is like, humans are humans are humans are humans. And over time, like we've always acted the same way and meeting somebody, you know, you get that first impression, but also when you've been working for someone for a certain time, they have already put you in a place in their mind.
Yeah.
And it is way harder to get out of that than it is to go find somebody new to show yourself to.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. Way harder.
Yeah.
I forgot where I was going with that, but you're going to do great. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. So, yeah. So Slay we'll queen. See. I mean, yeah, I think it goes back to what you were saying a minute ago, where mm-hmm. your brain plays tricks on you. Yeah. You're like,
imposter syndrome.
Yeah. Yep. Because so the other day when Jason got his good news, I felt like he really didn't want to like celebrate because I've been looking, obviously, since I got the job
yeah.
that I have for something that's going to pay more, because this was a lateral move for me. It wasn't, mm-hmm. you know,
it wasn't
it wasn't up like I wanted to go. So I've obviously been looking and never gotten anywhere, you know, so he didn't want to like almost celebrate. And then because he brought it up, then I felt bad. And then I was like emotional, mm-hmm. you know, I was emotional with myself, but then emotional because I felt like, you know, he didn't want to celebrate because he didn't want to hurt my feelings, yeah. you know? And I was like, no, I'm really proud of you. I want to be, you know, I'm trying to get somewhere else because it almost feels like going to school was a waste of my time if mm-hmm. I can't get somewhere else, you know? So it was literally the next day that I got an email.
Yep.
Like the yep. next day. But I was playing the whole, like, I guess I'm just not good enough to get any of these other jobs, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then it was like, hey, can you talk on Friday? And I was like,
please, okay. Yes, I can.
You know?
Yeah. And, you know, okay, so I want to go back to, like, how you were saying you told somebody and they were like, oh, if you were administrator there, I would go.
Right.
Okay, I have a question. So when people tell you that, like, things like that, does it make a difference for you, or you still just are like...
It does to an extent. I have mm-hmm. I go, like, back and forth because I still have a lot of anger over the other job because
right.
I really, like, did love everybody there, and I felt like we did get along well, and everyone wanted me there so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I still do have a lot of anger. It's almost like a loss. Like, I lost my team.
Yeah, you have
that
to grieve that.
Yeah,
you have to grieve. That was a whole lifestyle. For how long were you there?
Yeah.
It was 3.5 years.
That's
that
a
I
long
was,
time
yeah.
to get adjusted to something yeah. and people.
And
I
it,
mean,
and it probably yeah. took me a year to, like, get everyone on my side, you know, to be yeah. on my team. And I felt like I built, you know, I felt like I was going in a really good direction. So since I left that, I don't have the same, like, feeling at this place that I did at the last one, which is mm-hmm. fine, you know, but I just wanted that back. So when I have people tell me that, I'm just like, why? Why didn't it work out where I was? Like, if people feel that way, why didn't it work out? You
but
know?
You know, you're not always meant to be in certain places.
Right.
Like,
right.
Like, honestly, if you look back, could you have seen yourself spending the rest of your life there?
No.
With everything moving the way that it was?
No.
No.
So you no. you went through these crazy lessons
yeah.
and you grew from it.
Yeah.
And yeah, you have to grieve that because, I mean, yeah. you make attachments to people and they're like deep rooted into you no yeah. matter. I mean, you see these people daily, 5 days
right.
a week.
Right.
You have no choice but to create a connection with them.
Right.
And you do still have to grieve that.
And I think, you know, where I am now, I've had so many walls up that yeah. I've not let those connections be made to mm-hmm. a lot. And
is it because you know you don't want to be there?
Probably. I think it's
it makes sense.
Yeah. I think it's because I know, like, I don't want it to be a long-term thing, which mm-hmm. I even said to my boss one day, like, if this isn't my forever place,
yeah.
I've learned a lot, you know? So it was, and I tell Jason that all the time. I know it was the right move because I learned more,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you know, to prepare me for whatever else. And, like, she agreed. She yeah. said, yeah, if, like, because one girl was standing in there. She said, where are you going? And I said, I'm not going anywhere right now. And mm-hmm. my boss said, it's just if she ever wants to move on,
yeah,
you know? So it felt like, okay, like, she understands, like, mm-hmm. you know, which I feel like you'd almost be stupid to not think that I wanted more because I have
yeah.
a master's and all that, you know, like,
yeah. I think it's special when you find, like, a boss that knows.
Yeah.
That knows that.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to keep you here in this place that you are going to grow out of.
Right.
Yeah.
Or are growing out of.
Right.
I think
they should want to see you grow.
I think it's yeah. a bad mindset to think you're
really
hiring
think
somebody
is.
For life.
I really think it yeah. is. And I think that goes along with the same thing is you yeah. stay in these places forever. You don't grow.
Nope.
What yeah. do you learn? You don't learn anything new. Mm. And I think that is, you know, I remember being in college and being uncertain of what I wanted my major to be. And I remember talking to my family and saying, you know, I want to take this class and this class because I wanted to learn all these different things. I've always loved school and I love learning, and I wanted to take all of the classes of all of the things I was interested in. And I remember my sister saying, that's going to look terrible on your resume because a boss doesn't want somebody who can't decide what they're going to do or something
right,
like that.
Right.
And I was like, I remember thinking like, don't you want somebody that's going to like, like be open to things and like dabble in different experiences that give you different skills that you can then apply to the job? But yeah, I just feel like that is such like an outdated way of thinking.
Yeah. It is.
Stay in one place forever. You don't grow.
And it, I go through a lot too, like, cause I've told Jason this, like, I don't even know like what I necessarily want to do. I think I'm just trying to like follow whatever's in front of me at the moment. So it's like,
sometimes you have to,
but it's funny because it almost seems like the more I try to get away from like what I'm doing, like the more I'm pushed towards that direction. Like, cause I had just told him like,
just embrace it.
Well, I had just told him like, I don't even want to do like home health. Like I don't want to be in the home health field. Like I want to do like, you know, like medical technology companies, like something like that, where I'm like doing like something more like specialized in. You know, I don't want to do this anymore. And then, like, what I got approached about was kind of in that same area.
Okay. Hear me out. This might sound woo-woo. Okay, you know me. I love, like, witchy, universal synchronicity stuff. What if, okay, hear me out. You're like, I want to be something different. I want to do something different. Okay, well, then the universe offers you the same thing, better pay, better position, you might be happier or whatever. It looks good. Okay, so do you take that? Or are you serious about wanting something else? So do you take what I'm handing you? Or are you for real about wanting the thing over there?
See, I feel like, well, I feel like I would just take what's being handed. Because I feel like then that's the universe pushing me.
Yeah.
Towards
you don't think you don't think that, that there's like a, an opportunity in there for it to be a test? Like, do you really want this other thing, or are you just going to get what I'm giving to you?
I mean, yeah, I guess there could be. But then I guess in my head, too, then I'm like, well, if I get handed this, like, if this is in front of me and I don't take it, then I miss out on the opportunity to say, okay, you had administrator, like, that's the next level.
Yep.
Then I missed out on that resume builder
possibility. Which, that's also a possibility, but, like, yes, it. I mean, just that there are many possibilities to it. Like, it doesn't always have to be, you're supposed to do this because I'm handing it to you. Like, if you really, and it doesn't necessarily even mean you have to go for that thing now.
Right.
Like, the thing over here now. You still could do this. Like you said, it's a resume builder, but.
Yeah. Yep. It's just funny.
If you're not happy, I would say reconsider when you're handed something you're still not super lit up about. Like, does it light you up?
It doesn't. I don't know.
Doesn't because it doesn't because you're not lit up right now. I can tell you it's not lighting you up. But you're going to do great in whatever you decide.
I think
to
it's
do.
One of those things like I guess after the loss of the other job, I just haven't known. Mm-hmm. It feels like for so long, even when things got bad in the other job, I haven't known for so long, like, okay, what do I want to do? And then I think I've applied for so many different areas and then never got, it's like, well, you're overqualified for this, or you don't have experience here, or you can't do this because you need more experience here. You know, it's one of those things. And then it's like, okay, well, this is what my skills are in. So I guess this is what I'm just supposed to do for now. But it's like, then I told him too, though, if I got an administrator position anywhere, with one of these companies, it also opens the door for the next level after that, which is like an area director where you're over like multiple areas. And that is like a work at home thing. And you're just over multiple ones. And then, you know, then you're up at like vice president of like those, you know, so it's like those types of opportunities come after that part, you know, because a lot of the job descriptions I see, like, that's, they want you to have that experience, you know, budgeting experience and stuff like that. Even for some of these other jobs I've looked at in different like areas, they want you to have some of these other skills
that I could only get in these certain positions.
Which
I also think is like important to invite into, because a lot of people, you know, like, I guess, like, what is the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Society tells you have to have your life together in your 20s, right? Yeah. You have to have it all figured out. You have to have the job that you're going to have for the rest of your life, like by 29. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, like, Jesus Christ, God be with you. Okay, you're going to fail. But no, like, I think that it is important. I really think people learn their entire lives.
Oh, God,
I really
think
it is pertinent that people understand that too. Like, you don't just get through your young age and now you know everything.
Well, and it's like, like you said, in your early 20s, like, people just expect. So, like, I graduated nursing school at 22. Mm-hmm. I started nursing school at 20. And, like, I was like, okay, I got a degree now.
Yeah.
I'm a nurse. This is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And then the older that I got, I was like, I don't really want to do this anymore. But then I'm like, well, you have a kid now. It's a little harder to get things done, to go back to school. But there's these other areas you could, you know, advance your degree in. And you can... You can do these other things. And so that's why I did what I did, because I never even imagined, like, at this age that I'd still be trying to figure it out, because at 22, I was supposed to have it figured out.
Mm-hmm. Supposed to, yeah.
And I was, and I did, according to myself, like, I graduated.
Well, where,
like,
you were at the time.
Yeah, I'm good to go. Like, I got it. And then I was like, I'm never going back to school. All I need is a nursing degree. All I need is my associates, you know? Yeah. And then when I got out there, I was like, I need my bachelor's. Then I was like, oh, wait, I should probably get that master's too, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess it'll
work out.
Yeah.
You're going to do
great.
Work
out eventually.
You've got such, like, a strong character and personality, and you're such a hard worker. Like, I just feel like there's no way you're not going to fall into the right position.
Yeah. It was funny because my boss was off work, and then, like, today it was like I felt like I was back at my old job, because then everybody kept like, Nicole, we need the Nicole, like, this is happening, Nicole. And I felt like I was putting out fires all day.
Yeah.
And it was like, man, I feel okay. Like, I feel a little important today. Yeah. You know, I kind of liked it in a sense.
When,
like,
people come to you all the time.
So, yeah.
You're going to do great.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
Aw.
So we'll see.
I have to pee.
I was going to say anything before we wrap it up.
Nope, because I have to pee.
All right. Thank you for listening.
She drank wine tonight.
To this episode of the, Narcissism Law. That's for you, bitch.
Bitch.
And the Weekly Wine.
Bye.
Jason.
Thank you for listening. Please like, listen, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. You can email us at theweeklywinepod@gmail.com. And follow us on Instagram @the_weekly_wine. Thank you so much.